This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Matt Harab. Some of the hundreds of laws passed by the state legislature this year go into effect beginning today. Among them is the bathroom bill, requiring people in government buildings or schools in Texas to use the bathroom coinciding with their gender listed at birth. Another controversial bill allows any private citizens to take legal action against anyone who manufactures, prescribes, or mails abortion medication into Texas. The state is also replacing the STAR test with three shorter tests throughout the school year. Lawmakers will also now face penalties for breaking quorum, as was done earlier this year to prevent a vote on redistricting. The Galveston County Health District reported confirmed cases of avian influenza in local birds. Our Juliana Washburn reports.
Earlier this week, the Galveston County Health District reported a total of 27 bird deaths. Of the 27, at least four birds have come back with confirmed positive tests for bird flu. Health officials asked the public to avoid contact with sick or dead birds and instead report unusual bird deaths to the Galveston County Animal Resource Center. Dr. Philip Kaiser is the local health authority for Galveston County.
This is something that you just have to be cautious about. And if you do follow these precautions and see things that are abnormal, please, you know, call it in and let professionals come and help you take care of it.
Health officials say there is no evidence of human-to-human transmission and the risk to the general public remains low. From the Galveston County Bureau, I'm Juliana Washburn, News 88.7.
And a Buddhist monk participating in a nationwide peace walk is recovering after being struck by a car in rural Texas outside of Houston last month. Bahante Dam Fomasan is one of two monks injured when a speeding pickup hit their pilot car when they were struck in Dayton.